8. Personalities of the Infinite Spirit. The Infinite Spirit possesses full power to transmit many of His powers and prerogatives to His coordinate and subordinate personalities and agencies. The first deity-creating act of the Infinite Spirit, functioning apart from the Trinity, but in some unrevealed association with the Father and the Son, personalized in the existence of the seven master spirits of Paradise, the distributors of the Infinite Spirit to the universes. There is no direct representative of the third source and center on the headquarters of a super-universe. Each of these seven creations is dependent on one of the master spirits of Paradise, who acts through the seven reflective spirits situated at the capital of the super-universe. The next and continuing creative act of the Infinite Spirit is disclosed from time to time in the production of the creative spirits. Every time the Universal Father and the Eternal Son become parent to a Creator Son, the Infinite Spirit becomes ancestor to a local universe creative spirit, who becomes the close associate of that Creator Son in all subsequent universe experience. Just as it is necessary to distinguish between the Eternal Son and the Creator Sons, so it is necessary to differentiate between the Infinite Spirit and the creative spirits, the local universe coordinates of the Creator Sons. What the Infinite Spirit is to the total creation, a creative spirit is to a local universe. The third source and center is represented in the grand universe by a vast array of ministering spirits, messengers, teachers, adjudicators, helpers, and advisors, together with supervisors of certain circuits of physical, moral, and spiritual nature. Not all of these beings are personalities in the strict meaning of the term. Personality of the finite creature variety is characterized by 1. Subjective self-consciousness, 2. Objective response to the Father's personality circuit. There are creator personalities and creature personalities, and in addition to these two fundamental types, there are personalities of the third source and center, beings who are personal to the Infinite Spirit, but who are not unqualifiedly personal to creature beings. These third source personalities are not a part of the Father's personality circuit. First source personality and third source personality are mutually contactable. All personality is contactable. The Father bestows personality by His personal free will. Why He does so, we can only conjecture. How He does so, we do not know. Neither do we know why the third source bestows non-Father personality, but this the Infinite Spirit does in His own behalf, in creative conjunction with the Eternal Son, and in numerous ways unknown to you. The Infinite Spirit can also act for the Father in the bestowal of first source personality. There are numerous types of third source personalities. The Infinite Spirit bestows third source personality upon numerous groups who are not included in the Father's personality circuit, such as certain of the power directors. Likewise, does the Infinite Spirit treat as personalities numerous groups of beings, such as the creative spirits, who are in a class by themselves in their relations to encircuited creatures of the Father. Both first source and third source personalities are endowed with all and more than man associates with the concept of personality. They have minds embracing memory, reason, judgment, creative imagination, idea association, decision, choice, and numerous additional powers of intellect wholly unknown to mortals. With few exceptions, the orders revealed to you possess form and distinct personality. They are real beings. A majority of them are visible to all orders of spirit existence. Even you will be able to see your spiritual associates of the lower orders as soon as you are delivered from the limited vision of your present material eyes and have been endowed with a Maranatha form with its enlarged sensitivity to the reality of spiritual things. The functional family of the third source and center, as it is revealed in these narratives, falls into three great groups. 1. The Supreme Spirits, a group of composite origin that embraces, among others, the following orders. 1. The Seven Master Spirits of Paradise. 2. The Reflective Spirits of the Superuniverses. 3. The Creative Spirits of the Local Universes. 2. The Power Directors, a group of control creatures and agencies that function throughout all organized space. 3. The Personalities of the Infinite Spirit. This designation does not necessarily imply that these beings are third-source personalities, though some of them are unique as will creatures. They are usually grouped in three major classifications. 1. The higher personalities of the Infinite Spirit. 2. The messenger hosts of space. 3. The ministering spirits of time. These groups serve on Paradise, in the central or residential universe, in the superuniverses, and they embrace orders that function in the local universes, even to the constellations, systems, and planets. The spirit personalities of the vast family of the divine and infinite spirit are forever dedicated to the service of the ministry of the God of love and the mercy of the Son to all intelligent creatures of the evolutionary worlds of time and space. These spirit beings constitute the living ladder whereby mortal man climbs from chaos to glory. Revealed on Urantia by a divine counselor of Uversa, commissioned by the Ancients of Days to portray the nature and work of the Infinite Spirit.